Jesus washes feet as a sign of his love and sets an example of service in John's Gospel and from the Psalm. Jesus teaches and sends us out to go and do. Jesus gathers with the disciples in the upper room to teach this new thing. While he's alone with them, he wants to give them some final instructions and to reveal to them there is a devil among them. Jesus knows his hour has come and knows the devil has entered Judas by now. The deceiver is part of the lesson taught here and is not excluded in the final instruction or the final blessing from Jesus. Jesus shows his love unequivocally, unceasingly, forever, completely to the end. Jesus loves those who will deny him, like Peter. Jesus loves those who will betray him, like Judas. Jesus loves those who run and hide from him when things get difficult, all the other disciples. The love God has for his creation is so great, the grace he shows begins at the foot washing of Peter, Judas, and the other disciples. He is reminding them and us of our part in him by our washing in the waters of baptism. We are clean because he made us clean. We only need to care for others like he showed us in the washing of their feet. Washing the feet, or loving, not just our loved ones, but our enemies as well. How do we love someone who steals, cheats, terrorizes us, or even kills the ones we love? I've told this CNN story some years ago. Reporter Christine Amapour interviewed a woman from Rwanda named Ifina. During the Rwanda genocide in 1994, Ifigenia's husband and five children were clubbed to death by a mob which included one of Ifigenia's neighbors. Her neighbor spent 7 years in prison. Appearing before a tribal court, he asked for forgiveness from Ifigenia and the whole community. Ifigenia forgave her neighbor. Ifigenia, a master weaver, also taught the neighbor's wife how to weave baskets. The two became friends and business partners, and on the day of this interview, Ifigenia had invited these same neighbors into her home and was serving them dinner. She served dinner to the man who killed her husband and children. When asked how she found it in her heart to forgive, Ifigenia simply said, "I am a Christian and I pray a lot." How can we forgive those who hate us or are people we do not like? We must pray a lot and be Christian. Jesus washed the feet of Peter and Judas. We can wash the feet of our enemies. Jesus said, "Go and do as I have done for you. If you know these things, you are blessed if you do them." God sent Jesus to teach us to bless our neighbors and to open the gate to our salvation. Be kind to one another and know that Jesus is the open gate to God's kingdom. Amen. Let us pray. Holy Lord God, Jesus washed the disciples' feet as a sign of service and compassion. Show us how to live and love in service and with compassion for the sake of all your children. We pray in the name of the one, the open gate, Jesus Christ. Amen.